This is your opening market podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Wednesday, May the 18th. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're on the phone right now with Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net, seeing a little red in the corn and just a little in the soybeans. What's going on this morning?
A little bit of price correction, I think, in the corn, specifically driven down by the wheat. The wheat market was down quite a bit under pressure last night, Dustin, between 25 and 30 cents. We've had a lot of volatility in the wheat market recently on what will or will not get shipped out of India. The world is counting on India to essentially solve some of that lack of production or lack of exports out of Ukraine. India's crop is shrinking back due to the heat. Now there's questions of how much they can export. They will get some out. The real question, Dustin, on the wheat crop we're looking at in India is, with that crop would shrink below 100, possibly down to 95 million metric tons like some people fear, they could actually have to become an importer to feed their people. So we need to keep an eye on that. So as the wheat goes, it's kind of pulling the corn market around a little bit. Bean market was under, had a little bit of strength overnight. We might find some continued strength when we reopen. We did sell 229,200 metric tons of beans to an unknown buyer. It was announced this morning. So that should support the beans a little bit.
All right. So obviously, you know, this whole thing with India and the wheat has been a big mess. It's been a interesting roller coaster, but it's also asking a lot of questions about if India can't step up in the wheat market, who's next? And in the U.S. can't do it all by themselves. Canada's got their own issues with weather and stuff, too. I mean, it's really opening up a hornet's nest, isn't it?
It's a huge hornet's nest because, you got, like I said, you've got too wet in the northern plains, too wet in Canada, a little bit too dry for the southern plains right now. Now you got certain parts of Europe that's complaining about dryness issues. You're also hearing some potential weather problems that may develop in China. So, yes, the world situation continues to get very, very tight on the food side of the equation. That will drive inflation potentially, which will continue to drive spec money into our marketplace. As for the corn market right now, I think it's a little bit of a mixed bag as we're trying to get the crop planted. We've got a big rain event system moving across right now that will knock some people out of the fields, but we have made some progress, at least in the central part of the country. The northern part, essentially parts of Minnesota into the Dakotas, they continue to struggle. I think the real question for the trade right now is how many acres will not get planted in that part of the world, as in prevent plant. Early estimates I've heard are 500,000 to 1 million acres potentially.
All right. Let's switch over to the livestock side of things. I know the cattle on feed report coming out later this week, but how are things looking for both cattle and hogs today?
Well, right now, hopefully we get a little bit of follow through in these hogs. The hogs have had a nice couple of days run up right now. We've kind of hit that objective on the head and shoulder bottom, gap back above a little bit higher 2 days ago and continue to firm. So hopefully we get this technical rebound. I am a little bit concerned about the overall demand. We just got some earnings from Target this morning. The earnings for Target were really disappointing. Same thing for Walmart sales. So what that tells me is the consumer is starting to really get strapped. He's got to start making some decisions, and that could be a little bit damaging for the livestock industry, as maybe some demand for some of the higher beef cuts, as well as just going out to eat, could hurt the demand a bit.
Well, all right, Jim, we obviously have a lot going on again here in the market, so we really appreciate the insight as always. If folks want to, you know, pick your brain on some market strategies, how do they get in touch with agmarket.net?
You can reach me directly at 815-665-0461. Reach any of the Ag Market team members at 844-424-6758. You can get our research at agmarket.net.
All right, Jim, well, we appreciate the insight as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
That again was Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Let's go ahead and run down those futures numbers. July corn is down 7 1/4 at 7.93 1/2. December down a dime at 7.50 3/4. July beans up 3 1/2 at 16.81 1/2. November down 3 1/2 at 15.22 even. Soy meal up $2.40 at 4.10.90. Soy oil down $1.08 at 79.25. Chicago wheat down 30 3/4 at 12.48. Minneapolis down 30 1/4 at 13.59 1/4. Kansas wheat down 34 3/4 at 13.34 1/2. Oats down 1 3/4 at 6.06. August live cattle down 42 cents at 133.05. August feeders 47 cents higher at 167.25. June lean hogs down 77 cents at 104.37. And class 3 milk is 2 cents lower at $25. Thanks again to Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for joining us here today on the Opening Market Podcast. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.